This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
This week's Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, who discusses the importance of magnesium.
Magnesium is one of the macrominerals that dairy cattle, beef cattle, humans, everybody needs magnesium in their diets. And why it's critical for dairy cows is that they do not store it. Unlike calcium and phosphorus, we can store in bone and have a fairly good deposit of it. Magnesium needs to be fed every day. Magnesium is critical for a number of reasons. First of all, for calcium and metabolism, we know it's important. We know it's an enzyme activation system there. And of course, it's important on muscle contraction. So it's an important macromineral on the dairy farm. Now, if you're a dairy farmer, you can actually measure this, especially in transition cows. The level of magnesium should be over 1.7 milligrams per deciliter. If it's below 1.2 milligrams per deciliter, those are signs that you could have what we call grass tetany for animals on pasture, or mid-lactation milk fevers, a common occurrence as well. So we can actually test this on the cows. Blood is a very good indicator of magnesium status. Now, Bill, there's several sources of magnesium that you and I can supplement to our livestock. The most common is magnesium oxide. It contains 54 to 58% magnesium. Listeners, that's an important number because there's also industrial magnesium oxide out there, and that'll be over 60%. Now, if you're making steel, that's good news. But if you're trying to make magnesium available for your dairy cattle, that is going to reduce the availability and solubility of that product out there as well. Most domestic sources are high quality, and make sure you feed a magnesium oxide feed grade, not an industrial grade product out there. Another choice, Bill, would be Epsom salts. A common magnesium sulfate product contains only about 9% magnesium. And, of course, it's not quite as palatable as some of the other magnesium sources out there, but can be done, especially in some of our transition diets. Another product is magnesium calcium carbonate. This could be used as a buffer of sorts. It contains about 12% of magnesium. And again, particle size becomes an important consideration. So all our minerals, when we go to feed grade minerals, particle size and solubility become really important concerns and characteristics. Of course, there's always bad news, Bill. The bad news is potassium. It's a bad guy. Potassium, another macromineral, is antagonistic to magnesium absorption. So if you have high levels of potassium, then it will not allow magnesium to be absorbed, and it can lower that, according to Ohio State, by as much as 50% of the magnesium in the diet is no longer absorbed. So be eyes wide open, especially cattle on pasture where you could find high levels of potassium in grasses and growing conditions. Another factor that comes into play is the additive monensin, or farmers would recognize that as rumensin. And some neat work out of Ohio State indicates that if you're feeding the recommended level, 360 milligrams a day, you will actually increase magnesium availability by 25%. So there's lots of ways to manage around magnesium that farmers should be aware of. So let's wrap this up and say, well, how much should I feed my cow then? We would say for our transition, our dry cow and fresh cows, around 0.45% magnesium supplemented into the ration. And for my lactating cows, around 0.3 to 0.35% magnesium for lactating cows. Now, some of my listeners say, now, wait a minute, you mean the lactating cows get a lower concentration? The answer is yes. These cows should eat 50 pounds of dry matter, where a dry cow eats 28 pounds of dry matter, and obviously she will get more magnesium because she just eats more as well. A quick interesting test for your suppliers, you can ask them if they've checked this out, and that is a test that comes out of Iowa State. That's mixing 3 grams of magnesium oxide with 40 milligrams of white vinegar. Of course, it will bubble very quickly because one's an acid, one's a base. And after 30 minutes, if the pH is over 8, which means it's a really big time acidifier, it's good stuff. If the pH is under 4, it is not a good quality product. Take home message, farmers, listeners, consumers, magnesium is critical for livestock, and particle size and solubility and quality becomes important.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
The latest Hordes Dairymen Dairy Live Stream program examined the current recovery in milk prices. Managing editor Corey Geiger will talk about it with Lee Milkey on Monday. Have a good weekend. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.